Simpson, brother and sister, W. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 23, 1908. Dear brother and sister Simpson, I have read your letter carefully. I would say to you, keep the Lord ever before you, and take counsel of the God of Israel. On the night of January 15th, I seemed to be in a meeting where the subject of conversation was the prospects of the Long Beach Sanitarium. I was instructed that there are many ways by which the people in that place may be reached. Tent meetings could be held at Long Beach, and thus the people be called out to hear the truth for this time. And our literature, in the form of papers and books and pamphlets, could be put in their hands. Since I was with you in Long Beach, I have been bearing the burdens that come with the work of speaking before large congregations. In the night season, I seem to be conversing with you on this wise. He who builds a house, which he desires to stand, should see that it has a good foundation. He must build wisely. He who puts on the armor for conflict should not boast as he who takes it off after a victory. You will do well to consider your work in all its bearings. As workers in the cause of God, we all need to be constantly on guard. We cannot afford to make one careless step. There are many slippery places to pass over in our experience, and especially in this period of Earth's history, should we look well to our steps. We cannot afford to drift into sin and thus offend the Lord. It is our privilege to ascend the mountain of God and to enter the holy city. My brother and sister, be careful how you climb. Satan is working to turn the footsteps of all who are seeking to walk in paths of righteousness. Follow faithfully the directions given you in your guidebook, the Word of God. My brother Simpson, I am given a message for you. You have taken upon you great responsibilities. I pray that you may have grace given you to keep the way of the Lord. You and your wife need to depend wholly upon the Lord. I beg of you to look to Jesus and, with heart and mind and strength, seek to follow his counsel. Keep the guidebook always open. Study the Word, for this is your chart and compass.